Actor Gene Hackman was found dead yesterday, along with his wife, Betsy Arakawa, and one of their dogs in Santa Fe, New Mexico. Authorities have not yet released details about the cause of death. Though Hackman retired from acting 2 decades ago, the Oscar-winning star of The French Connection and Unforgiven had long been among Hollywood's most celebrated performers. Critic Bob Mondello offers an appreciation.
His voice was a growl, his gaze piercing, and you did not want to be on his wrong side when he was agitated, as he almost always was in the role that won him his first Oscar, the relentless narcotics cop Jimmy Popeye Doyle in The French Connection.
All right, Popeye's here. Get your hands on your heads. Get off the bar and get on the wall. Come on, move.
Whether making a drug bust or careening through the streets of Brooklyn in one of Hollywood's most famous car chases, Hackman held your eye, just as he had a few years earlier, earning Oscar nominations as the hero's explosive older brother in Bonnie and Clyde, and a son caring for an elderly parent in I Never Sang for My Father. One of Hollywood's hardest working actors, he churned out 20 films in the 1970s. He played everything from a waterlogged pastor in The Poseidon Adventure to a blind, lonely hermit.
Visitors, all I ask.
In the Mel Brooks comedy Young Frankenstein.
To help me pass a few short hours in my lonely life.
With Peter Boyle's monster almost entirely mute, the scene was all Hackman, from introductions.
What is your name? I didn't get that. Nope.
To the moment when he tried to light a cigar and set the monster's thumb on fire. He went broader a few years later as the Man of Steel's nemesis, Lex Luthor, in Superman, before deciding he needed a break from acting, lasted all of 18 months before he was back to making several films a year, playing a basketball coach in search of redemption in Hoosiers.
If you put your effort and concentration into playing to your potential, to be the best that you can be, I don't care what the scoreboard says at the end of the game, in my book, we're going to be winners.
And a reformed good old boy of an FBI agent in the civil rights drama Mississippi Burning.
Don't you go mistaking me for some whole other body. You've got your brains in your if you think we're just going to fade away, we're going to be here till this thing's finished.
By the end of the 80s, he'd added another 20 credits to his list. Even heart surgery in 1990 didn't slow him down. He was in 3 films that year, 2 the next, and a year after that won another Oscar when Clint Eastwood asked him to do something he'd said he didn't want to do anymore, play a violent character. His sadistic sheriff in Unforgiven was certainly that.
I guess you think I'm kicking you, Bob. Ain't so. But I'm doing it this hard. You hear? Talking all those villains down there in Kansas.
Eugene Allen Hackman got his start studying acting at the Pasadena Playhouse, where he and fellow student Dustin Hoffman were at one point voted least likely to succeed. Must have been quite an acting class. The two of them came east to New York, where they roomed with pal Robert Duvall in the early 1960s and competed for theater roles. Hackman's big break came with the Broadway comedy Any Wednesday, and for the next 4 decades, he made plausible and real a raft of flawed good guys and intriguing villains, from a U.S. president with a violent streak in Absolute Power to a long-absent family patriarch whose stories can't be trusted in The Royal Tenenbaums.
He saved my life, you know. 30 years ago, I was knifed in a bazaar in Calcutta. He carried me in the hospital on his back.
Who stabbed you?
He did.
That was one of 5 films he made in 2001, just before retiring from acting to write and paint, saying he didn't want to keep pressing and go out on a sour note. Gene Hackman may have been the only person who thought that that was possible. I'm Bob Mondello.